Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Linnea Buckhalter listening to the Midday Release right here on Lawless Radio. It is 12 noon right here on Friday, June 7th, 2013. All right, it's the weekend, everyone. You know what we do on the weekend. We relax, we do what we do, and we have some fun. All right, so you know what I do always. First few minutes of the show, I got to give you that independent, underground, unsigned artist. And we're going to start off with Bad Girls by B.J. Bowers. I'll be right back.
Then I saw one better. My girl, she love me and I love her back. But these voices in my ear keep trying to get me to act up. I swear, everywhere I go, I see another. Guarantee she hears it from her mother. Baby, all this temptation, I can't fight it. I know it's plain to see that I like them B.A.D.
I like them bad, and that girl, she's bad. Her and her friends don't listen to no one. She do whatever she wants.
Temptation, I can't fight it.
Thank you.
Wanting more than the three treasures, my body just can't be the Colosseums of ancient Rome. Beautiful like the stars in the sky. It comes as natural as the twinkle in my big brown eye.
That's why I had to write this. The Black Queen of Elizabeth, the Queen Midas.
And it.
Yeah, my dear, you got the golden touch. Better get the platinum status and such and such.
You know it.
Out this world like Haley's Comet, with all the right ingredients, eat you up like a
Welcome back, welcome back. This is the Midday Release with Dr. Passion. We are having a wonderful day. It is beautiful outside. I hope you all are enjoying your day. Not sitting in a cubicle somewhere wondering, how can I get out? How can I get out? All right, I have a special guest coming on today, Mr. Shay, and I am particularly excited because I heard his music and I like it. So we're gonna see if Mr. Shay is on the line. But in a second, I'm gonna play one more cut and I'm gonna check and see if that's him. And then we're gonna bring him on the air. How about that? All right, y'all. Make sure you check us out, lawlessradio.com. All the information about anything you need to know, when our radio personalities air, how to submit your music at Lawless Radio. Remember, if you want your music submitted here on Lawless Radio, for you to go into rotation, all you need to do is go to lawlessradio.com, hit that submit your music link, follow those instructions. Basically, all we're asking you to do is submit a release for us to play your music. We're not taking over any rights over your music. We're not copyrighting any of your music. All we're doing is playing your music on the air so we can have continuous rotation. So all you do is just fill out the information, upload your music. Do not send me music links. Unless I am personally interviewing you, do not send me music links. What I do after each interview is get rid of those music links, and you have to follow those instructions to get your music in rotation. All right, I'm going to play a little Crazy by CJ. Check and see if my guest is on waiting for me, and then I shall be back in about 3 minutes. Hold tight.
I just wanna hit and run. So when I holler at you, why you acting dumb? you a cute, so don't get it twisted. Get off my case. And if you can't act right, get the hell up off my face.
Don't know how to act right. Sometimes they just act like they crazy, driving me up the wall. I can't take this anymore. I can't take this anymore.
Hey, yo, CJ, I know what you're talking about, man. These girls been driving me up a wall, too. I know what you're going through, my nigga. Check it out.
I said I came to the club about 9 o'clock. Looking fresh to get around to get spots for. All these girls around the nightstop, but something else is wrong with these ones, yo. I decided to just chill for a minute. Move by the bar, just cool for a minute. Let me see if they'll notice me. Or maybe I should just slap my teeth. So I brush my teeth and none of game. So I'm thinking to myself, this is playing games. Until I just stepped to one. She said, oh, Riley, a cutie, a taste of her. I'm like, what the hell you talking about? Girl, I'm the life for the party, so to shut your mouth. So I go to one of my regular. She said, like she said, you're dating her. I'm like, what the hell did I do now? To get treated like this now? Getting on this one round. This never happened uptown.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Lawless Radio. You're listening to the Midday Release with Dr. Passion. And we are taking it easy today. Today is going to be an easy Friday. I'm not going to get too deep with y'all because I know you'd be like, okay, now she got me thinking in the middle of the afternoon. What am I to do? What am I to do? All right, so I have a special guest today, and his name is Mr. Shy, and I'm excited to have him on today, so I'm going to bring him on. And Mr. Shy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
All right. Well, I am glad that you had the opportunity to take the time out your afternoon on Friday to bless us with your talent. So why don't you tell our listeners, audience, all about you. Who makes Mr. Shy?
Well, I'm Mr. Shaw from Brooklyn, New York, and I'm actually a CEO and the head R&B singer for my record label, Chi-Town Entertainment. And I'm a producer, I'm a writer, I'm a singer, I'm a rapper. I do it all. And I've been doing R&B for a while, like over as a career, like over 10 years. And I started out singing in church actually when I was like 3 or 4. And then, I got into, once I started hearing all that Jodeci and Boyz II Men and everything, you know, my style kind of like changed, being a little bit more mature. So I started, just singing on my own. And here I am now with my own label.
Well, that's good. So you, do you do just strictly R&B or do you do different genres?
Well, I do, well, me personally, I do R&B and hip hop. You know, I rap and
okay.
I sing. Mostly, like if you go to my website, it's, I just dropped a mixtape a couple months ago, actually called Baby Making Season, and that was like my first R&B mixtape. Usually, when I do the mixtapes, I put out the rap music, and I have my original R&B albums there on iTunes. So, like, if people that follow me, you know, fans that I have, if they can't afford the original albums on iTunes, I also make, you know, music that I do available for them for free for download. All you have to do is go to my website, like, shottown.com, and I have, like, the mixtape, the YouTube channel. So, you know, I appreciate the fans and the followers that I have, so I want to keep putting out music for them. Even if they can't afford to buy the you know, the original albums on iTunes, I still put out music for them.
That is great. That's great. So you said mixtape. So Baby Making.
Yeah, Baby Making Season was the last mixtape I dropped. Basically, I haven't heard anything since, like, 12 Play, like, you know, album where it's, like, you can throw on and, you know, basically have sex to. Like, you know, I make grown music.
Exactly.
So I wanted to do a mixtape for, like, R&B wise, but it's just, like, music for, like, grown, like, even when we promoted it, we say I'm 21 and over just to listen. So it's adult music. I mean, I have songs in there called, like, Bondage and Release, Headboard, you know, it's grown people music.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're going to have you back on so we can play that mixtape. So I can get everybody ready for the afternoon, you know, because, you know, it really starts after noon on 12. You know, on the Friday at 12:01, everybody itching to do something. Get into something, do something. It's Friday. I'm ready to get off work. It's on. You know.
It's Freaky Friday. So, you know, we definitely have. I mean, if they go on our SoundCloud, it's actually we released it on our SoundCloud. That was, like, the first time I ever put out a mixtape strictly on our SoundCloud. But, like, if you go to SoundCloud, which is Chi-Town ENT, and you can you can listen to it or you can download, you know, it's called Baby Maker Season, and shout out to DJ Mike Major, he hosted it, and that was kind of like the first time too, because I never really heard, like, an R&B mixtape hosted by a DJ, so I wanted to be very different.
Well, that is awesome. That is awesome. Well, okay, so I basically fell in love with you off Groove, okay? So I was sitting, and I have to set this up because I'm a very open person where I kind of tell it like it is. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I tell it like it is. So I was sitting in the room, and I got the music, and I determined if you're gonna be on my show based off what I'm hearing. You know, because I'm just gonna be honest with you. I don't want to promote you knowing that you just sat in the studio, paid $50, and you just put out crap. You know what I mean?
That's true.
I want some good music, and that's, you know, the basis of it. You have to design yourself to make great music. And when I hit play on Groove, and it instantly called me, I was like, okay, now this is good. You know, you didn't even sing a chord. And I was feeling it, that's the type of music. Like, you go back, you like, you know, you got that 112, and you know the Boys and Men and stuff like that. You don't find music like that. And I've been with Lawless for probably it'll be 5 years this year, and I have seen a lot of rap artists come through Lawless and promoting their music, but I don't see a lot of R&B artists. And I'm an R&B neo soul type girl. Okay, so I don't do a whole lot of rap. I like to listen to some nice baby making music with a little cocktail, chilling out, you know. And when I heard this, I'm like, oh, this is great. This is great. Okay, so I've already kind of set up Groove, but tell us, what was your inspiration in writing Groove and recording Groove? And then I'm going to let the listeners, you know, give their own bit.
Well, the Groove is basically a love song, basically talking about real love. Like, if you've been with somebody for a long time and you're just, like, stuck in the groove, like, that's what I call, like, real love. It's like a groove. It's just a feeling you get when you look at that person, no matter what they're doing. They don't have to try to be sexy or do anything, but you just feel like, ooh. So I actually was just making the track one day. I was just playing on the keyboards, and I was just vibing. And it was like the whole house was just like cooking, and people was just coming in and out the door, and they was just starting to dance with it. And I was like, yo, I got something here. And I just started singing, like, yeah, this the groove. Like, it felt like we was having a barbecue and everything. Like, it was a good feeling. So I called it the groove, and that's what it's about, you know, that good feeling you feel. That's real love.
All right. Well, everyone, further ado, hold on tight. This is Groove by Mr. Shaw.
Hello. You have reached It's About You and...
Well, hold on. Hold on, we got a little issue here. Let's revert. Let's go back to 143. Let's see. For some reason, that didn't record like I wanted to. So hold on. Let's go back to 143. Hold on tight. Don't go away.
All right. Yeah. It's another one. Smack L. Mr. Shaw. Yeah.
Really care about much. She happy when she has my touch. So why you wanna hate on us? That girl belongs to me. Hey, I know they wanna be like you, but they can never be like you. Girl, I got all this love for you, and I know you're loving me.
She never talks about my bed to her nosy little friend. She never goes through my stuff when I come in.
She always
lives by my side, even though she knows she's right.
She's always
texting me 143, telling me she loves me.
Butterflies, lullabies, kisses on her nose.
She don't care about watching me and where I be, cause she already knows.
She's the only one
that I want and that I need.
So she just texts me
143.
143.
Girl, I don't wanna fight with you. I wanna keep things right with you. Now can I spend the night with you and whisper in your ear? I love the way you look at me like you gon' put some chocolate chips on me. I ain't never had a love like yours. I'm telling you, I swear.
She never talks
about my bed to her nosy little friend.
She never
goes my stuff when I come in late and drunk.
She always
lives by my side, even though she knows she's right.
She's always
texting me 143, telling me she loves me.
Butterflies, lullabies, and kisses on her nose.
She don't care about
watching me and where I be, cause she already knows.
She's the only one
that I want and that I need.
All right, we're back. I'm one of Mr. Shaw. I'm sorry, we had some technical difficulties on Groove, So now it's downloading, but I want you to give us an opportunity, because that was 143 that I just played. I want you to give us an opportunity to tell us about 143. And then we, once I can get it downloaded, of course, you know, things happen, so we're going to keep it moving, and we're going to get groove loaded correctly this time around. And but I want you to tell me 143. And what was that? Because I was, you know, you listen to those words, you're like, mm-hmm, I see what you're talking about, you know. Tell me what inspired you to write that.
Well, 143 is basically just the amount of numbers in the words "I love you." So basically, if you was, you know, chilling with somebody, or you had that feeling for them, and it's basically just telling you, like, you know, text them 143 to let them know that you're thinking about them that current moment, you know, any point of the day. So I mean, that song was basically about, you know, I was talking about, like, how me and my girl is. Like, she ain't worried about butterflies and lullabies and kisses on her nose. Like, she don't need all the fairy tale fantasy stuff, as long as our love is, like, real. That's what she wants. So she not searching through my phone. She not following me or sending her friends to talk to me to see if they like me, something like that. Right. It's, like, it's real love at this point. So she just let me know she loved me, and I let her know she loved me. So I made that song for people that's, you know, going through that situation. I try to make, like, realistic life music, you know, real music. Like, every song can't be roses and sunshine. Like, you know,
exactly.
most of my music is about relationships. So I try to make, you know, songs all about the good times, the bad times. That's why the album is called Love, the War Between Men and Women. Because sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Sometimes you're making up, sometimes you're breaking up. So it's a song in there for every situation.
And that's awesome. That's awesome. So you say you're from New York. Are you born and raised?
Yeah.
Born and raised in New York?
Yeah. I'm a Brooklyn boy.
You're a Brooklyn boy. That's all right. That's all right. I'm originally from Chicago, and you know, coming from a family where we, you know, my mom is a gospel and jazz singer, so, you know, all I hear, I just hear music, you know, and so. Just having an opportunity, and it's good to just have that talent to know where you can bring your soul out in, because you want to have that opportunity to just say, hey, you know what, I made a difference, and people, you know, for instance, your, you know, baby making season, you never know, people will be coming to you and say, man, I listened to your track, my girl and I, we've been trying to conceive, we're trying to do this, and it's because of you.
You know? I hope somebody makes a baby.
You know,
I told them, like, let me know.
Exactly. This, you know, because, you know, they say there's a lot of 12 play babies out there, so there could be a lot of Mr. Side babies out there too. You never know. So, tell me about your record label, and what are the big things, the different things that you're doing with your label to help, you know, help out in the community, to get your word out and all that, and then share with us how we can contact you too.
Okay, well, the record label is called Chi-Town Entertainment. You know, we recently just signed a new artist by the name of Shanks. He's also from Brooklyn, New York. He's a hip-hop artist. And we basically, you know, we distribute, promote, and record artists. And, you know, we have distribution worldwide. You know, we're overseas in the U.K., and basically, we work with, like, natural, great talent. Like, you know, we're not trying to go into the studio and have somebody sing, and then we auto-tune the whole thing. And, like, I only like working with talented people that are naturally talented, you know. And with the company, we being started from the label, we rebranched off into many different other companies. So we actually have – the label is Chi-Town.com, but we actually brought it out to Team Chi-Town. .com now, and we have other companies. We have actually a modeling company now called Chi-Town Girl, and we help upcoming models with their photo shoots and booking gigs. And we have strictlycotta.com, and basically that's for, like, your skincare and or your health products. We have actually a health company now called Power for Health, and we got all your vitamins and all that. And we also work with Jay Martin. .com, and that company is, like, original artwork, you know, like paintings and graphic work. So we branched out. It started, you know, when I was just a writer and trying to get out there doing songs like that. Now I branched into like 6-7 companies. And right now what we're currently doing with with Chi-Town is like we recently just did the A's Walk NYC, and we recorded a record called Walk With Me with another recording artist called LaRue. And what we did was all the proceeds, 50% of the proceeds from the song that we sell goes to our A's Walk team to help, you know, fight the cause. And basically, that's been going well. And we got a write-up on the A's Walk New York website. And it's a year-round thing. So if you want to support the team and if you want to walk with us, you can just go to teamshottown.com and you can join the A's Walk team with us. We do it every year, or you can just buy the single and help support and help, you know, fight the cause. And so that's what we're doing as a label right now. It's like we have the single out and we're promoting that. And we have the company album, Welcome to Chi-Town, and my two original albums, Love, The War Between Men and Women. And then I have a follow-up album called My Angel, which is kind of like the rebirth after, you know, the whole makeup and breakup. It tells the story of how somebody finds love again, you know, going out dating, and so it's a story. So we have a lot going on. If you just log on to the website, that's the best way to contact us is chi-town.com, or you can go to teamshottown.com, Chatown, and we have everything up there, all our links, the model links. And right now, me personally, I'm just you know, I have two artists that I'm working on their projects right now in the release for July and August. So I'm falling into like producer mode right now. Like I'm sitting back in the studios and I'm actually currently recording one of my music videos right now. So that's kind of like my life now. It's like studio, then in front of the camera, then let me listen to these songs, and then hey, let me call my artist, and then we go back to the studio. It's a fun life though. This is what I want to do, so I'm loving it right now.
Well, that's good. Well, you know, I want to throw something out there, an idea at you, and we can probably talk offline. But I am a marriage life and intimacy coach, and what I do is I help people stay together. So married couples, boyfriend, girlfriend, I keep the love and the passion going. So this is what I do for a living. And I, you know, when I heard your music, especially the groove, when I heard it, I said, "Ooh, this would be great if I can have them come to one of my conferences." You know, and be, you know, be an artist at one of the conferences because you have a very good voice. And that voice will put people in a relaxed state, you know, because, you know, when you go out and you hear a lot of different singers, you don't get into that relaxed state. And I like that. And then I was also telling Buck is my husband, I was telling him, I said, man, you know, it'd be great if I could just have artists sing at our 20th wedding anniversary. You know, so it was just different things, you know, just hearing it just kind of sparked it out. So, Mr. Shaq, can you tell me, what is your Twitter? Because I didn't hear that yet. Where can we find you out on Twitter?
My Twitter is Follow Shy.
Follow Shy? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so. No problem. All right, so I got the groove. I got the groove. Download it. This is it. We don't get the other thing,
right?
But this is it, y'all. All right, y'all. I'm sorry about that, but y'all hold tight. Hold tight. Don't get away from me. I want you to stay with me because I do have a small little topic I'm going to talk about, and I think you might like that. Hold tight, y'all. This is The Groove by Mr. Shy.
Baby, I can't stop the groove. It's inside. never miss a beat. After some years, you're still here, and you got a hold on me. Know what you do when you move back and forth in front of me. Cause baby, I'm still stuck in my groove. You're my only, you're my first, you're my water when I thirst. You're my bride by my side, you're my pleasure when it hurts. You're in my kitchen cooking dinner, but I'm thinking about dessert. Cause baby, I'm still stuck in my groove.
Baby, I can't stop the groove. It's inside me.
There ain't nothing about the way you move.
Hey.
It's exciting me.
I can't put my hands on you.
All right, that was Groove by Mr. Shot. Okay, so you know that is like, you know, back in the day. I'm not sure how old you are, but I'm just going to date myself. You know, back in the day, you know, you were at mama's house and y'all in the basement playing cards. And, you know, yes. And a nice cut come on and everybody just started get up and start stepping a little bit. But that's the kind of music. That right there. You know how you stop the card game? Like, oh, yeah, this is my shit right here. And everybody just starts stepping. And then when the song goes off, y'all sit back down, you get back down to the card game. That's music. That's music. See, people can't relate to that no more, you know, and we have to bring that back. I think that we have to make a conscious effort to bring good quality music back where you actually hear the words. And you don't have a headache after you finish listening to it?
Yeah, I think they're making music now strictly for, like, the cars and the clubs. It's not really for, like, every day. Like you said, like, you're just chilling and it comes on and you just be like, oh, that's my joint. Like, you don't hear old school music like that. It's no more Marvin Gaye and Fadden. And, you know, it's not, you know, it's gone. So I'm trying to keep it alive. I mean, I remember Nas yelled out, hip hop is dead. It's like R&B is dead now. R&B is dead.
So I'm trying
to bring it back. That's why I don't listen to the radio. I don't listen to radio like that. Because it'd be the same things in rotation. So, like, I listen to a lot of independent artists. And, you know, like, if I do watch, you know, music videos, something like that, I'm usually on, like, MTV or watching, like, world music. So, like, I can get a multicultural. Because a lot of times it's for ratings, so they're picking the same songs and what people want to hear to what, you know, a census says. Like, okay, this is what is popular, and this radio station is playing this, so we got to play it too so we can get more listeners. It's a business now. So So I try to stay within myself so I can just keep putting out, you know, good quality music. Like most artists, their best albums is usually their first albums because, you know, they were hungry. Like you can look at a 50 Cent, like he was hungry, you know, he just got shot up.
Right.
He came out hungry.
Right.
Like that first album is a classic. Then as it progressed,
right,
he got more money. He was rich. He had different stuff to talk about. He was like, hey, look, I'm rich. I don't got nothing to talk about. But if you go
right
back to that first album, that's the hunger. So I just try to stay
that's
hungry,
right,
man. I put the food down.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I when you mentioned you listen to radio anymore, I was, when I started at Lawless Radio, I said, okay, this is a really good idea because it's getting an opportunity for artists to kind of get out there. And before I get into it, make sure that you submit your music through lawlessradio.com. You know, we don't sell your music or anything. We just play it and put it on air. So I would love to keep the groove in my rotation because I would play that at every show. So, you know,
I would love
to keep in the rotation, you know, and I don't listen to the radio very much. And one day, I don't know what song it was, but I would never forget it. And it's unfortunate, but I don't know who sung it. And it was All I Want for Christmas was a Big Booty Hoe. And I turned to my husband because when it came on, I looked at my husband. And I said, are you serious? I'm like, are you serious? This actually made it on the radio.
Two Chainz is crazy. He says anything.
Bro, I'm sitting here like, man, he really got this on, and they're playing it constantly. I'm like, this is ridiculous. You understand how many talented people out there that have really good music? Because, you know, a group of people in some boardroom didn't like the cut, so it didn't make it to the show. And I think that's just unfortunate, you know, because there's a lot of talented individuals out there. So that's why we're seeing a lot of artists creating their own labels, so they have control of how their music is being played and who's hearing it and getting it out there. Because we can't like back in the day, we can't just rely on the radio station to get us to promote us out. Now it's all about us doing it ourselves.
That's true.
It's very key. So I do a quick little topic towards the, you know, the middle or the end of the show. I got about 10 minutes left, and I always kind of, you know, I try not to get too deep with it. But I was looking at a post on Facebook, and actually it was TL. He mentioned Facebook, do women respect themselves anymore? So basically the post was about, you know, is it cool for ladies not to act feminine anymore? What happened to women acting like women instead of sitting there cursing and saying, you know, well, I'm going to jack him up and, you know, I'll do this and I'll do that. I mean, what happened to that? Where and what process did we lose our ladies in having self-respect for themselves and how to interact with each other in public? Because you are running into a lot of women out there that say, well, I can't get a man, but I look at you, and as soon as I look at you, I see hood, and when I see hood, that's a turnoff.
Well, it comes, you know, from a lot of things. I think it comes from a lot of things. I think a woman, you know, it starts with the definition of what, like, society and or where you grew up around and what you've seen before you, like, what taught you to be a woman. Same way if a man, they say, like, a man has to teach a man to be a man, like the definition of being a woman has changed over the years because, like, it's no real, like, role models for these women that's coming up. Like, if you see a woman in the street and she's like, yo, bitch, and this, and that, like that, like, this is what she's been around. Like, it comes from, like, a lot of things. It's like you can look as far as, like, with womanhood, like, the women have to step up their roles and take over the family and be mom and dad now. Like, if the father leaves out, and, you know, she started creating that harder shell. And, like, you know, you're like, oh, she's not ladylike, but, like, she has to be both now to protect her family and play daddy role and mom role. So she has to be tough. There's no time to be sitting back and being sensitive and, oh, you have to crush your legs this way and walk like this and be dainty. Like, some of that is creating this harder idea of a woman that we're seeing. And I remember on the radio when Queen Latifah. Yeah, I'm dating myself. No, Queen Latifah came out with Who You Calling a Bitch. Like, that's the first time I ever heard bitch on the radio. And that, the reason they let it go is because she was saying, like, respect me. But now it's like, hey, bitch, what's up? Hey, bitch, you look fine. Like, it's what you created to make acceptable, and that's what's changing everything. Like, there's still women out there that's ladylike and sophisticated, but it's just not being glorified. Like, we're seeing, like, Nicki Minaj's and Lil' Kim's, and they out there like, yeah, we got our money, and we hanging out here with the guys. It's not saying, like, hey, we're a woman and we're doing this. Like, you know, we're setting trends, doing our thing, ladies, and making the guys want to be around us. It's like, hey, we're women and we got to do what the guys do. We got to pop bottles and throw it on them and do stuff. Like, it's a combination of society showing us and showing our young girls, like, this is what a woman is, and you have to be like this, and these are the trends. And that, and like you said, all I want for my birthday is a big booty hole. Like, you're singing along to these songs. It's like you're brainwashing yourself when you hear these things. So it's crazy. It's sad. Like, it's not that it's not real women out there. It's just not being pushed into the world's view of what a real woman is. And I mean, we have you know, Mrs. Obama, but like, they don't push her hard like that. They don't push her hard like that. When it was the other presidents, it was like, oh, Hillary Clinton, she does everything for America. Look at this. Like, they're not doing that with her like that. That when the first term, like, yeah, but now it's just like, okay, she's the president's wife, first lady, okay, we're tired of her. And yeah, okay, she's just, oh, like Oprah. Like, they're not doing that, especially like black women. They're not pushing them like that. Like, that's not what. Every time you turn on your TV, you should see the same positive role models for women, but you don't see that. You really don't. So it's hard out there. So, like, you know, that's why it is like it is right now with music and the news and what's going on and what magazines are saying. This is hot and this is what sexy looks like. There's not a lot of self-confidence, so we're losing our real women concept, and we're just having these crazy ladies running around like slicing each other, beating each other up, talking about a bitch. And I remember the first time I ever seen one girl call another girl bitch, and they were just having a regular conversation like, yeah, bitch, you my bitch, man. Like, you don't realize that.
Exactly. And I look into it because I see, I'm a person of where I see other women bring other women down, and it's just so disheartening. And one example is, I'm a Atlanta Housewives fan, okay? And there was some episode where I guess Miss whatever, USA whatever, Kenya Moore, she wanted the Hosea Williams granddaughter to come to her costume party dressed as Babs. And I know she was doing it as a dig to her, but it also more so as if it was just a dig to just the just being a positive black woman, period. Why would you want to insinuate that? That was a movie about two girls being hood, trying to make it up in the world, but that's not the image and what we want to portray. So why would you bring that image up again? You know, so and that kind of, you know, struck a chord with me. And, you know, being a woman that comes from a woman that's raised two children on her own in a single family, I look at myself and I say, okay, well, I didn't turn out like where some of the stereotypes of women, mothers living in a, you know, daughters living in a single home with their mothers. I think it boils down to, you know, those generations. You know, was your grandmother like this? You know, how did your mother grow up? You know, how did your parents grow up? And, you know, at some point we have to kind of stop that trend and start a new trend and say, hey, you know what? I didn't get this when I was growing up, but I know and I see other people, and I'm going to take other positive people and live my life that way so I can become a better person. You know, and being a woman, and I'm going to say this to any lady out there listening. And Mr. Shire, you can agree or not agree, but I feel that most men would prefer to have a lady than a hood rat any day. I mean, any day, because you can have a lady in your life, and she can be anything that you want inside the house. She can be your undercover freak. She can be that one that you'll ride and die, but she still act like a lady. see those, and I'm saying hood rap because that's where I, what I, my perception is. And a hood rat basically is someone that maybe she might be your ride and die, but she's going to be real out with it. And one day you're going to want to be in a professional setting with your lady, and guess what? Can't take that ride and die because you know what? Your ride and die is a hood rat, and she don't know how to act in front of people.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate. You know, so you have to surround yourself with people that are going to be positive and say, you know what, they're going to be down with you. You never want a woman on your arm that's not going to support you. If she's not going to support you, what's the point of her being on your arm? If she's going to downplay your talent, what's the point of her being on your arm? You know, so you got to find an individual that's going to be down with you regardless, even through the good times and the bad times, because you know what? You're going to have it rough before it gets great. You know, so, you know, people got to understand that, and, you know, you have to be able to embrace that. So, before we end the show, I always like to ask all my male artists that come onto the show, are you single? Are you looking? Are you committed? What?
Because,
you know, my ladies are going to ask, and yes, I'm going to put you out on front, so you need to go and be honest.
No, I'm always honest. No, I'm committed. I'm in a committed relationship. Yes,
That is wonderful. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
With a real woman like you was talking about. I got a queen that stands next to me. So, yeah, I mean, that's good. That's the goal, that you have to have, like, somebody that can support you and be strong with you. Like you said, like, I mean, you can either ride or die, but make sure your queen and your lady rides or die with you. So,
exactly.
So yeah, no, I'm not single and I'm not looking, but I wish y'all the best of luck out there. That those of y'all, but still listen to my music.
I always get my ladies. They always come back and ask me, well, who was that? And I always got to let them know, back off. If he's taken. So, ladies, you heard it from him. He is taken. And would you like to give a nice little shout out to your lady? And you know, as a special thing, I gotta play the groove again because I like it just that much. So I'm in my show with it. I like it just that much. I do want to make sure that you submit your music. I always would love to have you come back on the show. I'm serious about reaching out to you about doing some different conferences, being an artist for different conferences here in Georgia.
I definitely shout out to my manager, Go Getter. You know, a lot of people don't even know, like, you know, I'm a R&B artist. That's, you know, my shows are crazy. I got a lot of ladies at the show, and I have a female manager. A lot of people don't know that. But mm-hmm. shout out to Go Getter. She holds it down. I definitely let her know that we can work something out so I can get down there and, you know, perform and definitely sing at your anniversary. That would be something special. I would love to do that. So,
yeah.
Talk to the boss, because she's the boss.
Absolutely.
And,
and that's
we can work
right.
it out.
See, you know your place. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Well, women know what they're doing in this world. So, I mean, that's the best thing, to get on your team. And, you know, and my manager, she's a Taurus, so she stay focused.
Yeah.
It's like they
yeah.
don't play.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm a Virgo. I'll be on this block, down the next block. And, you know, I like to branch out and do a whole lot of stuff. But for some Taurus people, man, they just be like,
yeah.
we're going to get it done.
We're going to get it done. That's how my mom's is. She's a Taurus. And, you know, you look at her, you're like, man, you going to slow down, lady? No, we got to get this in. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I definitely appreciate you having me on your show. It was great. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your time, and thanks for coming out. Everyone, this is Mr. Shy right from New York, Brooklyn. Boy, that's what I'm talking about. All right, y'all. I appreciate your time. Always, you're more than welcome to any time that you want to come back and promote any new music that you have. You're more than welcome to come back on Lawless Radio. Any one of our shows would be happy to have you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too. All right, everyone. That was Mr. Shy from Brooklyn, New York. All right, y'all. Thank you so much. This is it for me. You've been listening to the Midday Release right here on Lawless Radio. Contact us at www.lawlessradio.com for any new information. Remember, always, life is a gift. Use this gift to live a positive and productive life. Take it easy.
baby, everybody sees you took my heart from the start, and I never want to leave, cause baby, I'm still stuck in my groove. I don't know what I'd do if I ever lose your love. I thank God rescued me when he sent you from above. I can't deny I might die if you take away your love.
Oh,